Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. This half hour, we're talking with Wisconsin Representative Karen DeSanto. She represents Assembly District 40 out of Baraboo. We've been talking about education, Representative, and I am apoplectic would be a word that we have somehow decided to vilify teachers and believe Robin Voss's lies. Like, I don't get it. He gave an interview about, I don't know, 2 months ago or so, where he said, we've made a generational investment in public schools. No, you didn't. You, Robin Voss, and Scott Walker architected the most massive defunding of public education in Wisconsin's modern history. It's just on both scale and percentage-wise. And these improvements that Tony Evers, Governor Evers, has been able to make in partnership with Democrats in the Assembly have been simply to staunch the bleed. Now it's going to be even more complicated if Trump is successful in dismantling the Department of Education. It's going to be even more complicated for schools to get the funding they need to support students that voucher schools can turn away and discriminate against, which includes students with individualized education plans. Right. Do you know someone who is on the spectrum, a kid that has special needs? Guess what? They don't have to be accepted to voucher schools. If we voucherize the whole damn thing, who's taking your child or the you love or mentor or see in church or in the grocery store? Who's taking care of that kid? Thank you for bringing this up, Karen, because I don't get it. I do not understand.
I can see it. Right. None of us do. And it's even I love that you are right on the money. There are so many things that I just think the people do not understand what is truly happening. They don't understand that our public schools physically write a check out of their general fund to these private schools to support these kids that these private education systems don't have the same standards and criteria that our public schools are required to follow. And you're right, especially our kids with individualized learning programs, right? So anybody, sure, they can go to any school they want. They send them that check. And then you know what happens? They don't have a service because they are not required to have a speech pathologist.
Correct.
Or an occupational therapist or a reading specialist.
Nor do they have to take the same testing standards or do the same reporting or come up with a reading and literacy plan for kids that are behind. And so, you know, like you got Doge running around with a bunch of post-pubescent boys that know nothing about government, searching high and low for claimed fraud, waste, and abuse. I got an idea for them. I'll tell you where there's a bunch of leakage of tax dollars that are getting misspent with no accountability and no auditing. Voucher schools. There are no standards. There are very low fiscal accountability. There's no nationalized system of auditing these things. You want to be concerned about ineffective government programs? Look at voucher and charter programs.
Follow the money.
Follow the money. Seriously. The money.
So here's what I've heard from my constituents that have been, you know, it's hard to have a young person or a child in your family that needs extra help, right? It's hard. It is difficult on parents, especially single parent families. So when these schools come around, they said, hey, you know what? Your son could do a real good job over here at my school. Come over there. Of course, parents are like, thank you. We need that support. We need that respite, right? Then what happens is little Johnny goes over to that school and they don't have the supports that he needs to thrive and to be successful. So they say, oh, mom, I'm so sorry. But Johnny isn't doing well here. He's probably going to have to go back to his other school, but they keep the money.
Right.
So all the money for that child stays with that school. So Johnny goes back to public education, and now they have to, by law, give him the supports that he needs. So now we're running a deficit. And this is what I'm saying. Now we run deficits. All our schools are experiencing that exact scenario.
And it's worse. It's harder in rural school districts.
Absolutely.
Too. It's the bigger your school district. So like Milwaukee, they at least have scale. They can absorb some of that. But you move into those more rural districts and it's a real hard situation for folks. We got a couple of our loyal listeners. Let's take one of their comments or calls. We've got Ruth from Eau Claire, a new-ish caller. Hello, Ruth. Please say hello to Representative DeSanto. What is your comment or question this afternoon?
Hello. It's both of you, and I appreciate it. Oh, and the guest. And my daughter says me too, someone who went through special education and really benefited from it. And I certainly want other young parents to benefit from that. I am calling, though, that I'm looking for another voice. I'm looking for, like, the hope, the direction, embracing what we have. I hear, and I know there's a lot to react to right now, but it's so reactionary, and I'm just...
Oh, wait. I'm so sorry, Ruth, we lost you. Let me give you some hope. Karen DeSanto is now in the Wisconsin Assembly. We have fairer maps. We are going to continue to have fairer maps in the state of Wisconsin because Susan Crawford was just elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We have a chance coming up in just a couple years to replace an ideologue on our Supreme Court with someone who will follow the law, that understands we all deserve equal protection under the law. Every day is an opportunity for us to speak up, not just to react, but to advocate for the positive change that we need to see. We have a governor who cares deeply about these issues, who's trying to invest not just more in education, but more in children's mental health. Mm-hmm. Representative DeSanto, with our last minute, what do you say to Ruth out there to give her some hope about moving forward?
Absolutely. And Ruth, thank you. Don't lose hope. All the things Maggie just mentioned are right on fire. We do have a pathway. And one of the first bits of legislation that your Assembly Democrats put forward is the Lowering Cost, Improving Lives package. That includes creating food for all kids, lunches. And I mean, if you pare it down, it's just simple, basic facts, simple, basic needs. Food for all kids, boom, makes a better school day. Expansion of the homestead tax credit, great for families, lower income families, and last, lowering prescription costs for all things so you can get the prescriptions that you need. But that is what our Democrats are doing for our state.
Thank you so much, Representative Karen DeSanto. We're going to take Maryland Senator's comments about Abrego Garcia next.